This is Dial a Saint introducing Noel Chabanel. Our story about Noel Chabanel begins some years earlier in 1534, when Jacques Cartier and later Samuel Champlain explored and claimed Canada for France. The French king not only desired new lands, but wanted the natives to receive Christian instruction. The first missionaries had arrived in 1608, and their first task was to learn the language. All foreigners were viewed with suspicion, since their beliefs were contrary to the generally held religion of idolatry, witchcraft, and paganism. Noel Chabanel came to New France into this setting in 1647. His vow of obedience to his superior's wishes required him to come to this wilderness. In France, he had been a professor of six languages and an excellent teacher who was both sensitive and energetic. Now his classroom was the forest, and his students were pagans, set in their ways, whose language he could just not seem to learn. He was repulsed by the dirt, disease, hunger, and ignorance of the Indians. They, in turn, were suspicious of everything about him and ridiculed him because he could not speak to them, and nicknamed him the palest of the pale faces.
How can I possibly have a vocation to do this work? I loathe this place. I haven't been able to instruct one convert, to distribute one communion, or hear one single confession. What is my priesthood for, mine at least, in this jungle? I should be allowed to go back to France, where I can be useful.
The daily meals of boiled corn paste, acorns, and roots weakened him, and the tents gave little protection from the burning heat of the summer or winter's bitter cold. There are always present lice and ticks, and lack of privacy only made matters worse. Even the prospect of being killed for the faith, always a possibility, left Noel in terror.
I must be a coward. I am afraid of all the things which I know I should welcome. My God, what do you want of me?
Quietly, a thought came into his pleading mind.
Oh, dear Lord, it isn't for myself that I am here. It is for you. It isn't for myself that I labor. It is for you. You want me entirely in these miserable conditions. Everything I go through, everything I endure, even to the point of death, can be an offering to you. Now I know that what I suffer pleases you, and that if I were to even die for you, it would be the best proof of my love for you.
Although Noel's living conditions did not change, his attitude toward them did. In the year 1649, the Huron and Petun Indian villages were savagely attacked by Iroquois raiding parties. Prisoners were usually tortured to death by their captors, who delighted in making the sufferings as intense and as long as possible. Noel's assignment was changed to another settlement. Within 1 month after this change, his first mission was attacked, and all of its inhabitants were massacred. The prospect of violent death was always present. He was at the new mission for only a few weeks before he was told to travel to the main mission of St. Joseph. The group stopped to rest just 12 miles away from the village they had left. News came suddenly that Iroquois had just raided their village, burned the homes, and killed all of the people. Noel set out again for St. Joseph's, but stopped along the way for the night. Around midnight, another Iroquois raiding party was heard. The Hurons were sent back to safety, but Noel was so exhausted that he could not walk.
Go on without me. It doesn't matter if I die. Life is a slight thing. Besides, the Iroquois cannot take paradise away from me.
At sunrise, Noel walked to the opposite side of the river, separating him from St. Joseph's mission. Suddenly, a Huron stepped out from the forest and signaled for Noel to follow him. Thinking they would canoe together across the river to St. Joseph's, Noel followed. Suddenly, the Indian turned and murdered him because he represented the Christian faith. The martyrdom of Noel Chabanel in 1649 did not happen only at the moment of the Indians' attack. It was being accomplished during all the years that he was in New France. Yet he had promised God that he would never leave the Indians, and heroically offered his every day with his love. How many times have we forgotten that phrase, Thy will, not mine, be done. Perhaps we too often look for an easy way out of situations in which we can prove to God that we really love Him.